first one says, look, let's get beyond this requirement that we use state assessments and require state assessments, I should say, as a student performance measure. If a school district wants to do that, fine, but don't require it. If there are different measurements, different things that you could hold up as being evidence of student performance, you should be allowed to do that. And we think this would reduce a whole bunch of the anxiety around the APPR that has existed now for several years. The second thing we said is there's this requirement that you, if you are going to change your APPR, in the last few years, we've had to do it in a by a deadline or we risked getting our state aid increase. Well, that forced us into negotiations and to, quite honestly, maybe agree to some things that were flawed, agree to get something done so we could get a signed agreement and get our money, instead of taking our time and making sure that we had a evaluation system in place that was really going to work for us. So we say, let's just remove that state aid penalty requirement. The third thing we talk about is this idea of having a requirement that you have independent outside evaluators. This has not been easy. This has been very cumbersome, costly. Imagine a small rural school district with one building. Now they got to go find somebody from outside of their building to come here to our building to evaluate our teachers and principals, and we're going to do likewise elsewhere. And it's just kind of silly game that does not seem to have a whole lot of value. You might even have more than one building in a school district. So I'm going to send teachers over to your building to evaluate your staff. You're going to send someone over to my building to evaluate my staff. It doesn't seem like this is something that's going to be done in any significantly legitimate way. And so we're saying, if you want to keep that in place, you want to have an independent evaluating system, fine, but don't require it. The fourth one that we've suggested is let's differentiate between those experienced teachers who have a track record of success. They've gotten three consecutive ratings of effective or highly effective. Why should we have to treat them the same way as a teacher who is struggling or a probationary teacher? We would much rather have those doing the evaluations focus on those folks rather than people that we know are already doing a good job. And then last but not least is we would want to have these things put in place in legislation that would no longer require would not require us to expand the collective bargaining obligations that management has. We view staff performance evaluations as an employer's responsibility. It's that case in every industry. And we want to do a good job, we want to do it fair, want to do it in a timely fashion and all of that, but we don't want to have to bargain all of these things that we're proposing. We think it should be done through legislation, just say this is the way it's going to be, and we'll be done with it.